Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 510. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I've got a lot of Bible reading and expounding on the Bible. I've got some letters. I've got music. And we've got the Lord. And right now, let's go up to the throne. The Lord is in us here, but we definitely have to pray to Him, both in us and also to Him in heaven. Father God, we to anoint this service, to anoint me and everyone on this program. So Lord, anoint us and anoint, open up every heart, every soul, every mind. Lord, penetrate through everyone's dark hearts and minds and twisted and turned minds and hearts and wickedness of every way. Bind the devil and the people out there and us and in this church, Lord. Bind the devil so that your spirit, which is your word, is spirit and life, so that your life, your blood, can come down and wash all the hearers to take away all their former filthy sins. Whether people think they're filthy or not, we're reading tonight, Lord. Anoint the reading of your word so that people can really know it's a continuation of a message that you had me do for the last day or two. And so that people know what sin is. And this moral law of yours never ends. We're going to be judged by it. Everyone talks about you being a God of love, but they should read your word that you're a God of judgment as well. You're a God of love to those that accept your salvation. They accept your Son, which is they accept the Word of God, because the Word is and was and the Word is God. Was and is, still is. And the Word became flesh. And the Word is spirit and it's life. And Lord, I pray that this Word of yours enters every hearer, whether saved or unsaved, that they can be stronger in the Lord and that the souls that are not yet saved will be saved. And Lord, rebuke every devil in here, hell, bind them. And send us open doors of every variety, Lord. Open doors that are of you to bless the people of the world. Send in tremendous amounts of your finances, God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, pay close attention because this recording here only will last for 40 seconds. It's called The Carol of the Bells by the most fantastic quartet I've ever heard in my life. And I've seen them on their DVD. They're called The Blenders. We've been playing them quite a bit. Hear now them sing Carol of the Bells.
Sweet silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, dark and the bold, ding dong ding dong, glad is the song, big joyful ring, dog caroling.
One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air,
two hobbit pole, rising the snow, door hill and there, telling the tale,
gay let it ring while people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here,
merry, 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 merry Christmas,
merry Christmas,
ding dong this end, dawn without end,
joy to every home,
on this end, long without end.
Okay, praise the Lord. Wasn't that magnificent? Absolutely magnificent. I've never seen or heard a group that excellent before. My favorite before was the Four Seasons. Not the Four Seasons, but they're good too. I know the lead singer. But the Four Freshmen and the High Lows, I like them. But these guys, I think they're better. You know, on the songs that they're singing here anyway. They're just magnificent. All right, now we have some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Kisumu, Kenya, Africa.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Pastor Olamo, greetings to you in the sweet and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe this letter will find you well, strong in the faith, and doing the work of the Lord. I am so glad to convey our great vote of thanks for all the work the Lord is doing with you to reach many souls for Christ through your world newsletters. I came to know of you through your newsletters entitled The Secret of Spiritual Defense and Mass Suicide, which I received from a friend. They were of great help to me and widened my mind and the desire I have to truly serve the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. As a servant of God, I have a group of people I minister within the community. When I read these newsletters to them and interpret them in our native language, the messages in them lead people to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Please, Pastor Lamo, I sincerely request that if possible you help me get your books with the title The Messiah and some of your literature such as The Five Steps to Salvation, Your Way, Satan's Secret Agents, The Pope's Secrets, Dry Bones, The Servant of the Lord, God's Two Witnesses, and a Bible. These will help me to know more about Christ and teach others the truth of the Word of God, and also to distribute to others to learn about the Messiah. May the Lord Jesus bless you, your son Sion, the entire ministry, and the body of Christ at large. May the Lord bring to pass all the dreams and desires you have to serve and win many souls to Jesus. Hoping to hear from you, Shalom, yours in Christ's service, Walter, from Kisumu, Kenya, Africa.
Praise the Lord. That's really good. And then make sure that he even gets more literature than that. Send him 10 or 20 more different tracks that I've, or pieces of literature that I've written. All right, you have another one?
Yes.
Okay, where's that from?
From Chepachet, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Says, hi, Tony. I listen every morning on WWCR. You are a great blessing to me. Signed, Bill, from Chepachet, Rhode Island.
Okay, that was short. Sweet. Do you have another one?
Yes.
Okay.
From McRae, Georgia. Dear Pastor Tony Olamo, receive my most cordial greetings. I want to let you know that I am very thankful to you for sending me your world newsletters, which have filled me with much information that is beneficial to my spiritual growth. You are a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit. I know that every day you win souls for the Lord. The literature you sent me, I have sent to my children who live in Ecuador. And because of your literature, they also persevere in God's word. Brother Tony, as you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and I am in prison here, and I would like to know if you can send some gifts to my children who don't have their father with them and whose mother passed away last year.
Oh, yes. And all you people in prison that are listening, if you have loved ones outside, on the outside, just let us know, and we'll try to get the... It's a little late in the day. What is it, the 21st of December now? But we'll get it to them. It'll be a belated gift from us and for Christmas. But just let us know if it's clothing. Give us the sizes of their shoes and their dresses, their suits or whatever, and let us know the ages of them so we can know what guy and if they're a girl or a boy, so we can send toys to them and. As much information as you can, so we can get it out as soon as possible. Yes, we definitely will. And I think we've already sent it. Amen?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
I am thankful that they are doing fine health-wise, so if you are able to, I will be grateful if you can send them something for Christmas. Also, please continue to send me more literature, because it is very beneficial to me. Thank you, signed Leonardo from McRae, Georgia.
Okay, and if you're not in prison too, I mean, and you just don't have finances to buy anything for your children or your loved ones, let us know. We'll do everything we can to get something for them, all right? Okay, now then, I've been explaining to people because people cannot know to repent. If we keep our mouth shut, in other words, retain their sins. So we have to, if they keep their sins, then they're going to hell. So that's why the Lord calls preachers, so that we can tell them the truth so they can know to repent of their sins. And so we're going to continue on here with the 20th chapter of Leviticus, and this is verse 17. And if a man shall take his sister, which is his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter. Now right there shows that God is condoning polygamy. Now the government doesn't like it because a bunch of these feminists don't like the truth. This is from the Bible. Now you either have to believe females or you have to believe God. Now it says your father's daughter, you take your sister, which is your father's daughter, or his mother's daughter. So that means that your father had a daughter with another woman, which was his wife, or his mother's, your mother's daughter, which would be your father's daughter, too, but with another mother, mother rather than your mother. Another mother rather than your mother. You get it? This is Bible, folks.
Amen.
And the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And this is from the mouth of God. And so if you want to not live, then reject his word. Because if you reject his word, there's no place in the Bible that says no polygamist shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is all satanic, antichrist, homosexual doctrine from the Vatican. Those people by the hundreds of thousands are homosexuals. They don't want you to get married, and the government doesn't want you to be married because they're homosexuals. Amen?
Amen.
And they even give you give people tax breaks if they'll marry a man will marry a man, and a woman will marry a woman. They're not married because they're sinners. And so this government, the International Roman Catholic Canon Law, is Antichrist. They are the devil, because the Lord wants man and woman to be married and to reproduce, and the government, the Antichrist government, is against that. And that's why God, they want to, they say that there's not enough food, there's not enough land, there's not enough water. The whole globe is almost made of water, and there's so much land. If you've ever get a plane ticket and just fly wherever you want to, you go for miles without seeing any humans whatsoever. And then they allowed, they have, there's so many different devices for years that could end pollution. Like I have a device that a chief petty officer from the United States Navy gave me before he died. What it does, it's a perpetual motion. It's energy that comes from the waves out in the ocean. You put a raft out there, a bunch of rafts along the shoreline of Los Angeles, and there's cables that go, there's an armature on the raft, and there's buoys and an anchor out there that anchors it down so it doesn't float away. And the waves keep pumping the armature, and the electricity from it goes up the wires into holding tanks up on the shore. And yes, I have it patented. Okay, I have it copywritten also. And, you know, it's just amazing. It would seem, if I didn't know the devil and his devices, it would be amazing for them not to use such a product. And they've had cars that ran by batteries for years, and that would end pollution. So they say the pollution is too great. They do that all the time. As a matter of fact, in World War II, I was 7 years old when Pearl Harbor was bombed. My wife, late wife Susie, told me that while they were in a town, Lewistown, Montana, where I was living at the time, they rationed out butter and cheese, and there was no such thing as beef. And this was the dairy belt of Montana. And they said it was for the boys overseas. Our boys went overseas. Well, when the boys were here in the United States, everybody had beef and everybody had cigarettes. I mean, to me, I'm glad that they didn't have cigarettes. But they took the cigarettes away because they said all that was for the boys overseas. And that they took Hershey bars away. And they took nylons away. They took leather shoes away. My wife, late wife Susie, was in the movie industry, and they used to go to the USO. The movie industry had made them go to the USO and dance with the soldiers and everything because they were lonely from being away from home. And my wife got married to a boxer. He was a pug. And he was paid to be a guard when they were loading the ships with butter, cheese, nylon, cigarettes, and all the different things that the government was buying. And they went out in the ocean with these barges, one after the other, and dumped all that beef and everything in the ocean. And they told him, the government told him, the people will not feel like there's a war if they are able to have everything. So they made shoes out of cardboard. They made everything was, they opened up horse meat markets where you could go in and buy horse meat. I could eat just about anything back then. I ate, because I didn't know the law of God and all that, I ate hog meat and everything. And even though I'm Jewish. And but I couldn't handle that horse meat. I mean, it tasted just like my horses out in the corral over here, my daughter's horses. And they con all the people in the United States. They've been conning you folks out there for years. And so my wife just happened to be in the movie industry and married to this thug, and the Lord killed him. Susie and I got married, and she unloaded all that stuff on me about what the government was doing. And this Saul that she was married to gave her all the information of the underworld. And he said, the underworld is the government. It's the Roman Catholic cult government. All right? And so you can believe it or not. Most people, I'm the only one that came out with this. Nobody else has ever come out with it. I've come out with this years ago. And my wife, my late wife, Susie, came out with it even years before I was ever in the ministry. So she was just one little voice in the wilderness telling these things to the general public. And they said, oh, it's just one woman. But there's many other people, thugs, people that were boxers, that the Pipe Fitters Union hired and the government hired to go out as a guard to make sure nobody was nosing around. If they did, they were instructed to break people's faces with their fists and that they would cover them. They would not prosecute them. So there was like hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of food, everything from beef, and shoes, leather, they just dumped it into the ocean outside of Los Angeles. And foolish people just believed it. Even though they had frightened the farmers so much in Lewistown, Montana, throughout Montana, in the farm places, you could ask any farmer that's got any age on them that's been out there, dairy farmers, they had to dump that milk down the gutter and so that there wouldn't be any butter. And they said if they even made a pound of butter and they found out about it, that they'd have them in prison for the rest of their lives. Is this your government? Is this the United States of America government? No, it's not. It's a bunch of mafiosos. Mafiosos, all right? But let's get back to this, you know, we're talking about, and they're telling you that you're not supposed to marry. When your young kids used to be married, I mean, young people, young men and women used to be married just not so long ago. At age 15 and 16, the girl could be 15. And the a young man, if he had a good job and everything, he could be married at 16. What's the new rule? It's because of the homosexuals in the Vatican. Why are they preventing people to be married? A young girl, woman at 15 years old, she knows more than people back 40, 50 years ago, more than they do. They are so full of knowledge, and they're teaching them sex education, they call it in school. And what it is turning them on, and they're condoning sexual intercourse with them and condoning a murder, first-degree murder, which is abortion. And then they are definitely saying the things that are of God, they're saying are not true, that their word is better than God's word. What do you think, folks? Do you think that God, who created everything, that his rules and regulations are correct? Or that some homosexual person in a room that says he's God, how could you believe that? Or some homosexual president, that they're God or God's people. They are totally against all the rules of the Old and New Testament. And God said he's going to destroy them. And so here it is, right in so many places in the Bible where it says God condones polygamy. Now, these women livers, they don't want it because they're afraid that some woman will get the inheritance over them. They're just jealous, and so they get a committee of people together and barnstorm. They lobby in Washington and say, we don't want anybody to be married until they're 18 years old. And anybody that is a polygamist, and if God even tells them to be a polygamist, that will not go. They have to listen to us rather than God. Well, you know, the apostle said, should we listen to God or men? Amen?
Amen?
Do we obey God or men? Those of us that have been called into the ministry, we obey God. Not that we are polygamists, but we preach the truth, because I don't want to go to hell for being ashamed of God's word. Are you ashamed of God's word? Paul said, I'm not ashamed of God's word. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's the words of God. Every word of God has got power in it. The words that we speak have got power in them. The Bible says that the tongue has got the power of life in it or death. It all depends on what we speak. Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and they are life. Okay, so life is in the blood. So the word that I speak is a spirit and it is blood. The life is in the blood. So when he says life, that means blood. So when he says for you to drink his word, that means drink his life. Amen?
Amen?
In other words, to drink his blood. The life is in the blood. Amen?
Amen?
All right, so either you're going to be ashamed of the filth that the government, the one world international government from Rome that hatched out of hell speaks, or you're going to believe the word of God. Now, it's right here in black and white. It says, and if a man shall take his sister, which is his father's daughter, and then it splits some hairs here. It says, your father's daughter or his mother's daughter. Okay, because the father has two or more wives. Amen?
Amen.
And how many people in the Bible had two or more wives and God commended them very highly?
Amen.
Because if God gives it to him, now I'm not saying and the Bible doesn't say to go out and get more than one wife. It doesn't say that. But it says if he gives them to you, that there's no sin involved with that, because the Lord would give more than one wife to a shepherd of the sheep. Or if the man was beyond the age of having relationships with a woman, he would give women to a man to lead into the kingdom of heaven, because there's no other strong Christian scriptural man around that much. They're just not around. And they're sending all the young men out to war to be killed. And they are being killed every day. And they've done that in World War II. They invented these wars, the Vatican did. The press of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he knew they were going to be killed. He knew that Pearl Harbor was being bombed. It was a deal with the Vatican. The Cardinal Spellman used to come into the White House and give him orders from the Pope. And the same thing happens today. I mean, Bush and Clinton and all the presidents have gone to the Pope because the Bible said that he controls the one world government. How else could he do that if he didn't talk personally with presidents? Ronald Reagan told me personally, he told me that there is no possible way that I can help you, Tony, even though I want to. He says, I have no power. I'm a puppet. I take my orders. I get orders. And I thought, well, who? And he didn't answer. Okay? But he did call my store and says, Tony, a person gave me a belt. And here's the name of the belt company. And he says, can you find out how much that belt cost? Right when I was in the store, and I went over and I found out, and I said, I think it was $20 or something like that. He says, the reason I'm saying that is I don't want to give them a gift more than what they gave me or less. Okay, thank you very much. I mean, they're like, they have plenty of time on their hand because they are controlled. They have all these different secret agents around them, and they hear what the Pope says, and they all discuss it together of how the way that the Vatican has told them to do it, and they begin doing it. Now, we're going to make it illegal for the Bible to be taught in school because they make up a lie that there's a separation between church and state. That isn't at all what the Republic, we never were a democracy. But that isn't the way the Republic was set up. It was set up to where there's nobody supposed to be in office, any kind of public office, unless they're Christians. And so, you see, if they would have anybody else in public office other than Christians, well, then you'd see happen what's happening today. Amen?
Amen?
A bunch of liars telling people that there's no beef available right there in there's herds of cows out there in the fields over in Lewistown, Windham, Montana, Helena, Montana, Billings, Montana, Butte, Montana, Miles City, Montana, and all over the whole state of Wisconsin and everywhere. There were cows and plenty, but they were pouring it down the drain, just like they're paying people, farmers, to not grow food. They pay them billions, hundreds of billions of dollars when the world's people are starving to death. Now, if this isn't Satan's government, then tell me, what would Satan do more than this? They lie to you, and it's no big deal. They know that they've shammed you people for years. And so Clinton gets up there after he's having illicit sex, oral sex with this woman, and they laugh about it. He's still out there flaunting himself, and you people are just, we want him to be our world representative. And then you wonder why God is pouring out his wrath on you. Have you got some kind of a disease, a sickness, infirmity? It's one of your loved ones have that? Well, I want you to know, and I'm going to be reading scriptures on this later in the next week here, to show you that God hates that. Okay? Now, we go and read this scripture again because, you know, this is a scripture. They're sending people to prison for lifetime for having being married to maybe two women, and maybe God told them to do that. Another thing, too, is there's supposed to be freedom of religion, and it's in the Bible, and we, the people, if you want to call it democracy, have the right to read the Bible. But democracy, the people, the mob say, no, we don't want the Bible. We want people that commit oral sex and lie about it to us to be our leaders. You want a liar over you? I mean, how much more do you want to be cursed? And you're thinking about voting his wife. And she's been said to be a lesbian and everything else. My God, what do you people want? You think that God's not going to curse you? Look around the world, what's happening to the people that disobey God. So if a man shall take his sister or his father's daughter or his mother's daughter, even if it's your own mother, and you have a real sister, not a half-sister, and you have sex with her, or if it's your father's daughter, not your mother's daughter, didn't come from your mother, came from your father, half-sister, and see her nakedness, and she sees your nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off. That means killed. Killed, that's the penalty for it, in the sight of their people. The city that you live in, or the town that you live in, where the people are there, he has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. That means shall be cut off. The iniquity, the penalty for that is to be killed. Now we have it in a version here in the Latino or Latin Bible. You want to come up and read that? It says the same thing. You can read any Bible, even the government Bibles say the same thing. Okay, go ahead.
It says in the Spanish Bible, if someone takes his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and sees her naked, and she sees him naked, this is an abomination. For this they shall be killed in eyesight of the children of your people. He discovered his sister's nakedness. He will carry his sin.
That's the Spanish Bible, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's talking that God penalizes you if you're having sex with your father's wife or your mother, who is also your father's wife. All right? And God doesn't say, and because he has two wives or more, he shall be put to death. It never says that in the Bible.
Amen.
So don't listen to the devil, okay? Or the devil's government or the devil's pope. Okay? Because they'll put you away until the day you die. And they're just looking to do an investigation. These filthy homosexuals need to be investigated, and they don't need to be in government or in the army. I would never want my children to go to the armed services in the first place, but if I did, I certainly wouldn't want them to be around a bunch of homos. Okay? Okay, now, verse 18, and if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, in other words, her period, and shall uncover her nakedness, he has discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off, killed from among their people. And it's this way in Israel today. A woman, they go into a separate house when they have their period, they get far away from their husband. Okay, because the Jews wrote the Bible. We Jews wrote the Bible. You Gentiles have, you are condemning Jews for leaving the commandments, but now we Jews are being called now to preach the true commandments. You've turned the Word of God into, you've twisted it and turned it. And you're saying that the Word that you people preach is higher than God. God is going to kill you people. Now you better listen to me unless you repent. And I'm talking to the Pope. I'm talking to every cardinal, every priest. I'm talking to the President of the United States, his wife, and all the people that are running for office. All of you people will be destroyed if you don't listen to these words from the Bible. Okay, and thou, this is verse 19, and thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister. That's your auntie. Nor of thy father's sister. Both of them are your aunties, for he uncovereth his near kin. They shall bear their iniquity. They shall be killed. They have to pay the penalty for that. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, yeah, like I have several uncles, they're all dead now. Clayton, Carl, Leo, and Gordon. If I would be so vile as to have gone and had sex with one of their wives, oh God. He hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die. And they'll not have any children, because how could they when they're dead? Now then, verse 21, and if a man shall take his mother's, his brother's wife, can you imagine that? If my brother, Danny, he just died not long ago, a couple years, is it? A couple years ago. And I would go into her, oh my God. What a horrible thing. People are so evil today that they think of every type of debauchery that they can. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. In other words, killed. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes. Everything that I say is sin. You better not do it. God is saying this. And God talks. Can you tell? Mm-hmm. This is all coming from God. Ye shall therefore... Moses didn't make this up. God wrote it down and instructed him on top of it. Ye shall therefore keep all, A-L-L, my statutes, and A-L-L, all my judgments. Well, did he say all my love? Huh? Yeah. No, he got his love, but he's a judge. And he hates, and he despises. He's not Alfred E. Newman. And he's not like you people that are, just judge him as he's not going to judge you. What is the prize you're going to have at the judgment bar of God? But I'm telling you, don't be surprised, because it's going to happen. Everyone's going to die, and everyone's going to stand there before him, whether you like it or not. And all my judgments, and do them, that the land, whether I bring you to, and I'm bringing you in there to dwell, to live, therein, spoo you not out. Because if you people in the United States or any other country disobey God's laws, he's going to spit you out of the country and off of this earth. Verse 23, and ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you. This is the black people. Now, black people can be saved. I mean, men, we have many black people in our church. I'm not at all prejudiced. As a matter of fact, I am supporting so many black people in Africa. We send them thousands of dollars every week. Do we not?
Yes.
Amen. And so I'm not prejudiced. And I bought many water wells for them and built facilities for them. And I bought a bus for them so that they could transport their refugees from where to where?
From Ghana to Liberia.
From Ghana to Liberia. Okay? And I paid for operations for them.
Yeah.
And prayed for them. And so ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you. For they committed all these things. You mean, what do you mean they committed all these things? Well, Ham had sex with Noah. And so he turned his child black. And so, you know, homosexuals, when they get saved, they have to really stay straight because that's one of the most demanding demons of all. And, you know, there's a lot of bojive going on with people that have these traits. Jews have to be careful as well. Everybody has to be careful because everybody on earth has got a curse on them, and all the people. You can see God is destroying people in Indonesia. He's destroying people in New Orleans. He's destroying them over everywhere. Okay, so God is no respecter of person. It isn't the color of the skin, because the Lord says that if you got a good heart, you repent, and there's, you know, as a matter of fact, our band in Los Angeles are all black people, musicians. Most of them are, anyway. And H.B. Barnum is our director of music out there, and he comes here now and then. And so, you know, if you're offended with God's Word, it says in the God's Word that Ham went into his father's tent, Noah, because Noah got drunk and passed out on the floor in the tent. And Ham went in there and started making jokes. And so he cursed Ham the way God cursed him. That wasn't me. And I didn't write the Bible, so don't be angry at me. And the Jews have been... He hit them with blindness. He says, I'll let you have money, but you won't have me. And he let millions of them be killed in Germany. And they've been persecuted down through the years, as you can see them being persecuted to this very day. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm a man of truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, well then, you know, go to some other church. Or listen to one of these phony people's radio broadcasts or TV broadcasts. And then see what will happen to you when you're cast out into hell and the lake of fire for believing this filthy doctrine that you see them spewing out all over the world and the government itself. Okay, if they kill me, I'm fine. I'm going to heaven. I got to tell you, okay, folks? So he's going to cast them out before, that he casts out before you. He casts out the Canaanites and all these other branches of those people, for they committed all these things. What do you mean they committed? They had sex with their father's daughter or their mother's daughter, or they had sex with their mother, they had sex with their auntie, they had sex with their uncles. Yes, he said they did all these things. They were homosexuals. Yes. Now, what do you think God's going to do to you if you're condoning this? Just because a bunch of people that have money that are homosexuals have lobbied in Washington and are trying to frighten you into not preaching the Bible. And I see all these people on television smoothing their, licking their wounds, saying, oh, you know, it's all right. God loves homosexuals. No, he doesn't. He wants you to repent from it, okay? And if you do, then he'll love you. But you got a hard row to hoe. So they did all these things. And therefore, I abhorred them. I abhorred them so much I sent you in there to get rid of them. And I made a law that you people better not do that either, because I'll kill you, my own chosen people. Okay, and what did God do? He let all the elders, except Joshua and Caleb, die on the desert. He didn't kill them all at once. It took 40 years, and they were all the old-timers were dead. Their carcasses were laying in the wilderness out there. Now, so I abhor them, but I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I have to keep reminding you, God is saying, I am the boss, your God. I am the Lord your God, the boss, your God, which have separated you from all the nations of the world, all the other people. I want you to be holy. And born-again Christians, if you think that you can sin like these phony preachers are telling you on television, they're going to hell for sure. And they're blind. They don't have the Lord in them. And they're leading you into hell as well in the lake of fire. Verse 25, ye shall therefore put a difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean fowls. And ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast, or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. Now, a lot of people, they say you can eat anything because of the sheets that came down from the kingdom of heaven with every kind of beast on it. But that was just telling the people in this world that you can't eat unclean things, because the Bible says that all they are is they're put on earth and in the ocean to clean the ocean floor and to clean the earth up. Like, you can't have a buzzard sandwich. You can, but you're going to get sick. And you can't eat pork, and you can't eat fat, or you're going to get sick. And the fat is going to clog up your veins. The Lord says that the fat and the blood is for me, and you shall not eat the fat of the animals or the blood, because the life is in the blood. Okay, now, and ye, verse 26, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. All right, well, why is the Jew different than anybody else? It's because they came out of a dead man, Abraham, and a dead woman's womb. She was, nobody else has ever come out. We were resurrected from dead people, the Jewish people. So we're different than you. We really have a close relationship with the Lord especially when we are saved. And so the Lord, a lot of these unsaved Jews, they still feebly, but hypocritically, keep the commandments but they can't really do it all because they're not born again of the Spirit. Number 27. A man also, or woman, that has a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. Now, what was the name of that Harry Potter? That's what he's teaching your people, your sons and your daughters out there to be. It's like wizards. They shall surely be put to death. Why? Because God doesn't like the devil, and a wizard is of the devil, okay? They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. I'm teaching about sin here. And that's end of chapter 20. So there's so many things in the Bible that you don't have to learn. Otherwise, you're going to be in big trouble. Now that you know a lot of the things that sin is, there's a lot more in the Bible. Don't you want to repent of your sins so that if you die today, if you go out to meet God today, that you're not going to be standing there and groveling before him, begging for him to not throw you into hell, or the lake of fire. But God doesn't have any mercy for unmerciful people. If you don't accept his mercy now, he won't have mercy on you at the judgment bar of God. So, say this prayer and mean it. Say it to God. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious cleansing blood to take away all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, because now I'm washed in your precious blood. All my sins that I've ever committed are now buried in the sea of your forgetfulness, and you will never remember them against me again. But if I go back into sin, then you will remember them, and it'll be worse for me than it would be if I had never known. So, Lord, I know you've heard me. You said, all that call upon you shall be saved. I know you've heard me. I know you've answered me. And therefore, I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my precious, my one and only soul. I'm going to face you, my soul is. And I thank you for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, just praise and thank the Lord. And keep reading the King James Version of the Bible. And Sharon, tell him how to receive a copy of program number 510, that's this program.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerful insight of the light of God to strengthen your life and to show you what sin is so you can avoid it. And God has now put the power of God into you so that you can avoid sin. It'll mortify your desire to sin. The Spirit of God does that. The Spirit of Christ. And right now, here's a medley of Christmas songs. And Frank Duvall was somebody in my time years ago. And I knew him, and he used to do arranging for people like Ronnie Dobell. He used to be a lead singer with one of the big orchestras. Here he is with his arrangement and orchestra to play for you. It's Frank Duvall and the Rainbow Strings to play for you a medley of Christmas songs.